My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Glad to have you listening on a Thursday. Because believe it or not, short week coming off the Labor Day weekend, man. We're hanging out down here on the South Side.
Yeah.
Jonesboro, Napa Auto Parts, and the Falcons. We had a couple of folks show up, and they're like, hey, where are the flags? The Falcons have the flags. We do not. Right. So once they get here, they'll be handing them out, and we'll start that process. Right now, let's talk to our colleague, our friend, our brother, Hugh Douglas. And today, I do want to state this again, that not only our shows here on 92.9 The Game, but also shows at WIP up in Philly, are dedicated to the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas. Big Hugh, as we start this interview, man, you know we love you. And somebody asked us the other day, you know, how you doing? So I'm going to start there and let you answer that question. And then, you know, we'll get into some other stuff that we want to talk to you about. But how are you doing, bro?
First of all, I want to say, hey, man.
Hey, man.
And I want to shout out to my I got a shout out to my frat brother Orr for coming in with Slim Cutter Calhoun. That was a good pull, Orr. That was a really, really good pull.
Hey, man. A Q Dog just showed up out here just moments ago talking about, where's my flag at? We got frat in the house, Hugh.
Hey, you know how it go. You know how we do. But hey, man, I just want to say, appreciate everybody in Atlanta, man, that has donated. Shout out to my man from the Pirates Den. He donated. He said I couldn't say Chattahoochee. Chattahoochee. I said it. Chattahoochee. Thank you to everybody that's donated, man. It's basically a scholarship to try to give back to Morehouse for the Young Life. He was a part of all finance, my son. He was going to be a finance major. And we're just trying to help some kids, man, that, you know, trying to get in school that don't have the money. We're just trying to help them get in school, the bright lights, to just help try to do some things for the kids, man, and just try to keep his name alive.
And we were talking about it earlier in the show, Hugh, the memorial service and just what an electrifying personality your son had and how he was going to be doing some great things in this world. And that's what Morehouse men do, and that's why it's great to hopefully give somebody else the opportunity.
Yeah, no question about it, man. And I just want to give a shout-out to Morehouse. Shout-out to all the Morehouse brothers, man, you know, that reached out to me. The one thing that I got a chance to see with Hugh was his growth as a Morehouse man, and it was a beautiful, unfortunate. But if I could give something back to the next young light that's coming out of Morehouse, man, that's what we're going to try to do, and that's basically what this is all about, man. This Memorial Fund is about trying to help those kids out that are trying to be in alt finance and just try to help them make their way through school and become a Morehouse man.
To donate, please go to Hugh Douglas, as HUGHT, Douglas.org, all right?
Or HUGHT. That's Hugh Thomas Douglas. So HughTDouglas.org to donate. Hugh, let's talk about this football, man, because it starts tonight. Obviously, I want to start with where the Eagles are because you're
coming,
up there.
Baby, we ain't gotta wait no longer.
No, I'm so happy.
Football is here.
I'm so happy.
Still can't believe Hugh's not going down to Sao Paulo. Hi, Poppy.
Yeah, by the way, what happened with you and going down to Brazil? What happened?
Hey, man, listen, when they start talking about, you know how when the security people come in and start talking about, you know, being robbed and wildfires and don't care your cell phone and stuff like that? Listen, man, I ain't got to deal with that just to see some pretty ladies. I lived in Atlanta, so I ain't had to go far to see some beautiful women. Shout out to all the Georgia peaches down there. I'm just saying. So it's like, no, I don't need to be in Sao Paulo, dog. I'm good.
I hear you. Well, listen, what's up with the team, man? Tell us what the seriousness of this relationship between the quarterback and the coach and Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. Are they going to be able to overcome this? Because the talent is there, Hugh.
No question about it. You know, man, listen, for me, hope springs eternal. I don't like to talk about the past. It's just like a relationship. You know, when you leave the toilet seat up and you start to put it down, you ain't allowed to talk about leaving the toilet seat up anymore. So that's how I kind of look at it. We're not talking about the past. We start on a clean slate, a new season. It's time to get it done, and it starts in Brazil against a good Green Bay Packers team. You know, you talk about Jordan Love and the way that he played last year, man. This is a tale of two quarterbacks. Jordan Love played better towards the end of the season, and Jalen Hurts got worse. So Jalen has to get it going. If the Eagles go anywhere, it's going to be on the back of how good or bad Jalen Hurts is.
It's Big Hugh Douglas. You recognize the pipes here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So what's up with Jalen Hurts and Sirianni? We talked to your compadre. We had your teammate on a few weeks back. It just seems like Sirianni's like total figurehead right now. They still respect him in that locker room?
They still respect him. You know what's funny? And that's kind of how it seems. At the end of the season, you talk about you like during the course of the season, you change defensive coordinators during the course, and you know, you got players out there running their own plays and everything, and it just kind of seemed like Coach Sirianni was a lame duck. But now you come back this season, hope springs eternal. He read a book in the offseason that had words in it, and now he's come back a new man, and he feels like, you know, he has a hold on his thing. You know what the funny thing about it? Because we listened to a press conference that he had this morning. You know, he's a little sick. He's a little sick right now. He's denying the fact. But, you know, he has to go out here. He has to suck it up. He got to coach a good game tomorrow night, man. He got to get it done.
He has to get it done. Hugh, what do you think? We're talking with Big Hugh Douglas, guys. He does middays up in Philly, WIP, and our shows, and all of our shows here and up in Philly dedicated to his late son as we're talking with Hugh. What do you think about tonight's game, man, with Mahomes and Lamar? Obviously, a rematch of the AFC Championship game to kick the season off.
Man, listen, I like Kansas City, but I would not be surprised if they lost because they historically got off to slow starts. So, for me, you know, you're talking about Baltimore looking at this as a revenge game from the playoffs and everything. I mean, that is really not a revenge.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Revenge game. But Kansas City has historically started slow, so I would not be surprised if Baltimore takes it with this first game. It's going to be exciting, though, man. Patrick Mahomes trying to repeat, you know, do the three-peat as a Super Bowl champion. But like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Baltimore got him tonight.
I know that Baltimore, we didn't understand that game plan in the AFC Championship game. Hugh, going for three, no one's done the three-peat. People have come close, but with Patrick Mahomes, you got a heartbeat. Maybe this is the last go-around for Kelsey, but they got a good defense. And they showed last year they could go on the road. Everyone said, well, get him out of Arrowhead. You got him out of Arrowhead. They beat the Bills and the Ravens. So give me the number, man. I give 3-1 for the Chiefs to make it a three-peat.
Man, you know, I like them. And you know what's funny? They got – I just said the running back's name. They got a big-ass running back down there right now that reminds everybody. They remind him of Mike Allstott. I forgot his name. I think it's Frank something. Big SOB, big dude. Like, and I know Big Red's going to try to run the ball, man. I wouldn't be surprised with that running back that they have. And Pacheco back there.
Right.
They might be in the running, man, because like I've always said, you got to be able to run the ball in December and January. And, you know, that was one of the things that the Kansas City Chiefs did well towards the end of the season. They ran the ball extremely well. I could see them potentially going for a three-peat, man. I really do.
Hugh, you played for Andy Reid. Why is he able to be – you guys went to four straight NFC Championship games in the Super Bowl with him when you were there in Philly. Why is he so consistent? How does he do this? How does he keep everybody on point? It's not easy.
You know what's funny? I think it's because, first of all, Andy Reid commands a lot of respect. Guys like him. He doesn't tell funny jokes, Carl. His jokes are not funny. But the one thing that he does, he practices and coaches in a way where, like I said, you get off to a slow start at the beginning of the season, but you build momentum towards the end. I have another frat brother that actually coaches there. And when they were going through all that tumultuous time with those young receivers and guys dropping the ball and everything, they never lost sight of the prize. They never lost sight of how good of a football team they were, even when they were going through a tough stretch, even when they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles when they had a chance to win in Kansas City. They still stayed the course, and I think that's the biggest thing, man. You got to buy into what the coach is selling, and I think Andy Reid has had so much success that guys buy into that, and they're willing to run through a brick wall for him.
It's a big Hugh Douglas with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. We'll give you the website once more so you can help out with the scholarship in honor of his son. And we've been talking about that as we're doing it both in Philly and here on our sister station. Hugh, let's talk about the Falcons. We're going to hope that you guys go down to Brazil. Somebody gets kidnapped. There's too many Camparenas, you know, and we get you guys sloppy up there. But, I mean, Philly's been a house of horrors for the Falcons. But what do you think of the moves, man? Getting Matthew Judon, obviously know about Cousins. Seems like we got some good things happening here.
Man, listen, let me tell you, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on the air in Atlanta. We picked five teams from the NFC and five teams from the AFC that I felt that could potentially make it to the Super Bowl. And guess what? Guess what one of my NFC teams was?
Tell me.
The Atlanta Falcons. Let me tell you. The Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons. Yes, that's right. I said it. When you talk about the division that you're in, and, you know, Kirk Cousins has been a pretty decent playoff quarterback. I know he hasn't gotten over the hump, but he's a pretty good quarterback, man. And when you talk about Bijan Robinson, you talk about Kyle Pitts and some of the offensive weapons that you have, Drake London, and why not the Atlanta Falcons? Coach Moore is there. You done beast up your defense. You done went and got the defensive end to help my man Grady Jarrett out. Oh, yeah, and by the way, tell Grady Jarrett, Mom, I said, hey, in case you're listening.
Would you stop it? Would you? Hugh Douglas.
No, hollering at saying, that man's, Grady, man's mom.
Hey, dog. Hey,
come
dog,
on.
Great Jerry Mama, fine. She fine. You know, and they coming up here. Matter of fact,
now you sit here, you talking like it's just you and me. It's the audience. Everybody just heard that
no.
in Atlanta.
You know
right?
what, Carl? It needed to be said.
It needed to be said.
It needed to be said.
Wait a minute.
We need some milk.
Y'all come to town week two. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with thirst trapping. I'm grown. I'm a grown-ass man. Ain't nothing wrong with thirst trapping.
Obviously. You're killing me. Hugh Douglas joining us. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I like the Falcons, man. I do like the Falcons. My bad. I got off track for a minute. My bad.
It was Falcon related.
It really was. And we'll be sure to let her know, yes, all right, when we see her. Hugh, by the way, the website for you guys to donate again, HughTDouglas.org is the website for you guys to go there and donate. And as you said, you know, trying to open up some doors at Morehouse and other programs that help youth like his son to hopefully realize their full academic, professional, and human potential. Man, we always, you know, love talking with you. We obviously will probably chop it up as we get past week one, because week two is up there. Monday Night Football is going to be a big deal. Mike and I made the decision we want to live, so we will not be coming to that game.
Yeah, I'm never going back to Philly for a football game.
Oh,
yeah,
man. Come on, man. Hey, listen. If y'all come with me, y'all got a pass. Come on, man. Come
oh, we get a ghetto pass. Huh? We get the hood pass.
Yeah, you get a pass. I know people. Yeah.
Right, man. So what am I going to do? I'm going to wear like a Harold Carmichael jersey?
Half and half.
So yeah. Listen, you can wear your Falcons gear. Hey, ask my man Rio. Rio, me and him went when we did that promotion. We had a great time. Didn't nobody bother nobody.
Yeah, man. Because you know how it is. I mean,
y'all don't believe me.
No. I was there. I just had to punch a guy to get out of the stadium to find an Uber.
What was a playoff game? That was a playoff game. Hugh, man. First of all, as I said, you know we love you, and we're doing everything we can to grow this fund in honor of your son, and certainly people are donating, man, and we appreciate everybody who's spending the time to do that. But brother, thank you so much. You're in our prayers every day, and we look forward to seeing you soon and talking to you again.
Appreciate you guys, man. Love all y'all. Thanks a lot, Atlanta. Appreciate you.
She belongs to the streets.
That's Orin, by the way. All right, man. Hugh Douglas.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.